Welcome back to Anime Club.
Konnichiwa.
We are doing episode 7 of Goblin Slayer and JoJo Part 5 Golden Wind.
Please, the actual original Nihongo name is... I don't remember.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was going to have to sit through that.
JoJo no Kimi wo na Boken.
Whoa.
JoJo no Kimi. I don't know what Kimi is, but I know Boken is adventure. Like JoJo and crew?
JoJo's. Like, you know, the apostrophe.
Yeah, that's maybe Kimi. That's Kimi. Yeah. JoJo no Kimi will not Boken.
Whatever.
And sorry, the original Goblin Slayer, Nihongo, is Goblin Slayer.
Oh, that would be great. Like not like. Just straight Western accent. Goblin
Slayer. Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
No. Goblin Slayer.
No. Goblin Slayer. Goblin. So we'll start with episode 7 of Goblin Slayer. They are still at Watertown.
Yeah. They are still in Cerulean.
And yeah.
They're trying to get their water badge.
Yeah. They are in the tunnels for round 2.
Yeah.
Because they're looking for the source of the goblins.
And we open up
on
naked ladies.
Yes. Which, despite having a lot of boobs, did not have the defying boob physics.
They did not.
I think this is the first time we're not getting that boob action.
Oh, we know why they didn't get boob action.
Why?
Because of that ending scene and that fight.
Oh,
that's why there was no boob action. They couldn't afford it.
Oh, that's true. I guess you're right.
We'll keep going through
that. They couldn't afford the frames.
Basically, we learned that blind lady...
Yeah.
The scales of justice lady
yeah.
is she knows the true might of goblins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She understands.
Yeah, she understands. She's got scars on her body.
Yeah.
Her eyes are probably gone for a reason.
Yep. Because after what she's seen, she don't want to see anymore.
Yeah, she don't want to see no more. Yeah. She's seen things that you could never imagine.
Yes. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, they go into the sewers. After that bath.
Yeah, because they learned, was it, there's a, for the giant sewer system, they learned that there's no quest for giant rats.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is there, that makes no sense. Like, there should be giant rats here. Like, their sewer system's huge.
Yeah.
But, Goblin Slayer buys a canary.
Yeah.
And?
He buys it because canaries can detect poison gas. Mm-hmm. Apparently. So I need to go get a canary.
That's actually, like, a thing that miners did in real world,
too. Really?
Yeah. Like, when they used to... Maybe in the Western days.
Yeah.
Like, they would bring canaries down so that they could, if there was, like, carbon monoxide or some sort of odorless gas. And if, it was not so that the canary would flip out, more so if, like, the canary
yeah.
died.
Yeah.
Because their lungs are so tiny.
Yeah.
It kills them super fast.
Yeah.
And then you knew to get the fuck out.
Yeah. It's just sad.
There's a lot of them.
It's a lot of humans.
Yeah, that too. So what you're saying is...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
We should lock humans in
I'm
cages.
I'm not saying you should put babies in there. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Their lungs fill up fast, though.
I know.
If the baby dies.
I know.
Or old people.
Yeah, so they're adventuring, and they find themselves in a room, but then they get locked in this room. And they see... What lures them into this room is this beautiful girl, head down, but she's got, you know...
Super long hair.
Super long hair, and she's tied up, and clearly she's been...
Ravaged.
Yes. But the door closes, and boom!
She's ravaged to the bone because it's a skeleton.
Wow.
Spooky.
Dark.
Dark.
Spooky. And then the room fills with gas.
Yeah. And then he's all like, I came prepared for this because I'm always prepared. Yeah. I'm never not prepared.
Because he's fucking Batman. He said, take these two things. It's instant cement, and then I need you to heat it to seal it.
And then also take these cloths that were soaked in charcoal so that it filters out the poison when you breathe.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm. So they get through that, and they're like, oh, and put this coffin in front of the door.
Yeah.
So they do all the stuff, and they're safe in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the front door busts down, goblins are coming through. And
they find goblins.
They find goblins. They're holding their own. They got, you know, that protection spell up.
Yeah.
And then the big bad boy goblin comes out.
The goblin champion.
Yeah. He's not the hobo goblin.
No, not the hobgoblin.
No,
he's that champ.
And the champ comes in to wreck some shit.
So he swings for the fences.
Mm. And Mr. Slayer is all like, yo, I could take this boy.
No, you can't.
I can do it solo. I have not done it before in the past, but watch me do it this time. Nope.
Yo, like, straight, I need to take that scene and I want to edit it with the Smash Bros. Home run bat noise.
Ding! Yeah. Because that's basically what happens to him. And then he's KO'd in the corner.
He gets smashed through a pillar, hits the ceiling.
Yeah.
Through a coffin into the floor.
Yeah.
Like, he gets demolished.
Yeah, and he's just done.
He's just like, well, shit.
Yeah. And then things take a turn for the worst. Yeah.
The priest flips the fuck out.
She drops protection.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, the dwarf and lizard boy get overrun.
Mm-hmm.
Archer chick gets pinned down and is about to get raped.
Remember episode one?
She basically loses all her clothes at this point.
They really, like, skillfully placed her bow where her nipples would be.
Yeah. Yeah. She's basically on the verge of getting raped. And then lastly, Champion sees our cute little priest, our cute little blonde priest.
She pees herself again.
Again, but
yo. She's got bladder issues.
Champ don't care. Champ picks her up anyway.
Takes a bite.
Yeah, so he puts his face in, and I thought he was going to lick her for some reason. Yeah. But you hear a crunch.
Yeah.
And it looks like he just rips out a chunk of her.
Yeah, it looks like she just will have, like, you know when, like, a shark bites a person's leg and there's, like, a shark?
Yeah, like chunk. A hole, like a... Yeah.
Like, I thought that was going to happen, but in, like, where her shoulder was.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it just bit off her whole arm.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
No. Apparently, just a little prick.
Oh, if it was any deeper, then through the bone! We could have done nothing.
Yeah. And just as all the bad stuff, just as about Elf Girl's about to get actual raped, as about the time the priest girl's going to get a real bite into her, Goblin Slayer's eye opens.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns into...
Akuma.
Yeah, he's a
gets yo. The power of the Satsunohado.
Yeah, and then he puts two and two together and says this hair that survived.
Oh, no, it's like apparently Hitman used to make weapons out of hair because it can take so much stress and it doesn't break.
Sure, yeah, okay.
I guess.
And he uses it to strangle the champion Goblo.
Yeah.
And it works.
And he punches his eye.
Only to rip it out. Yeah.
Damn. Why did he do both?
I don't know. But anyways.
Because the champion escapes.
Yeah. Champion's hurt. And he's like, I don't want to deal with you anymore. And he walks away. And then the other goblins follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
No one actually gets more hurt. And Lizard heals the priest. Archer Chick sells no clothes.
Yeah. They're carrying Goblin Slayer over to the preach.
Yeah.
The lady.
And this is about where the episode ends.
Is it?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
It's where it should have ended.
Yeah.
Because Goblin Slayer is dead?
So, yeah, he's like, don't worry about a priest chick. It happens all the time.
And then he coughs up blood and dies.
Yes.
And then there's like a 5-minute scene of a canary's eye.
And that's when we were like, yo, this show ran out of money.
Because
it's literally 5 minutes. You're staring at the reflection of this
It's the canary's eye looking at
the
scene that's happening. And nothing changes. Just the flame is on loop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck was that scene?
I don't know.
Also, is he dead?
He's got to be, right?
I don't know. Like, that was so dramatic. Like,
has the Goblin Slayer been slayed
by goblins?
Yeah.
Pro tip, don't get home runned by a goblin champion.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where that ends. And there's a point in the show when his eyes opened that I was like, oh. I think maybe this is what I was waiting for. This is going to be the moment.
Where the budget happens.
Yeah. And it didn't really happen.
Yeah. And then an extra didn't happen.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay. But then he dies.
So this is the thing.
So, like, halfway through...
Is he dead?
I don't know.
Because it's episode 7.
Yeah.
Or 6?
Yeah, well, 7. He can't be. It's called Goblin Slayer.
They can still slay goblins without the Goblin Slayer. Unless she becomes the Goblin Slayer.
Do they all take turns in becoming the Goblin Slayer?
Dude, does the party devote themselves to slaying goblins?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, my favorite part of the show is Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
He's Batman. He's armored Batman.
So maybe he's not dead.
Maybe he passed out?
Yeah.
But that's such a dramatic scene, and I think that would be very poor cliffhanging.
Maybe his powers awaken in the next episode.
That's the other thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of hope this is... a chance for the story to introduce more magic.
Yeah.
Because we always see spells that make bone swords, skeletons, drop rocks on boats.
Yeah.
But we still don't know about, like, the high magic. Like, if this is what silver people are doing,
yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck are plats doing? What are what are like the best of the best doing, right? Yeah. Like, so is he gonna become a necromancer? Like, is he gonna resurrect somehow?
Yeah.
Are they gonna have to put like, oh, we have to replace one of his organs, but the only organ we have on hand is a goblin organ. So now he's conflicted because he's part goblin. But he can see how the goblins see.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to say.
Yeah. This is one where I don't really know where they're going to go, but also, like, it's not a cliffhanger in a way where I'm interested.
Yeah. It's kind of just like, you're reaching now.
Yeah, like, I don't really want to think about it. Like, yeah. It's not really something where the episode ends and you're like, oh, what do you think's going to happen next? It's just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You just spent 5 minutes staring at a canary's eye.
Yeah. What
the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where Goblin Slayer ends off.
Damn.
On the flip side, we got JoJo.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
This episode is, it's something
Six Bullets Appears.
Yeah, part one.
Part one.
Part one.
But its real stand is Sex Pistols.
Oh, is that what it is?
The band.
I thought it's because he had six bullets in his pistol.
It is. That too. That's the English name. Oh. But Sex Pistols is the real name.
Okay.
So this one is mainly focused around Mista.
Mista.
If you guys forget who Mista is, he's the guy in the crop top, in the toque.
He looks like he should live in the ocean.
Yeah. I want to live in the ocean.
Sure.
So they defeated the big bad of the of that episode series arcs. Yeah.
It's like Zero.
Yeah. They behead him. And by behead him, I mean they unzip his head.
Yeah.
They close his mouth shut. And they... Oh, this was rough. They put a fishing hook through his eyelid.
Yeah. We should make sure to mention that he's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive. Yeah. So the how Bruno's power works is that when you unzip things, you have a option. You can either unzip it and it's just separated.
Yeah.
Like get wrecked. Like you just removed my arm. Or you can unzip and open up to a pocket dimension. And basically what he did is that he unzipped his head, opened the space between his neck and his body to a pocket dimension. So they're still technically connected, but he can take the head wherever he wants.
Yeah. So they took this head.
They put a fishing hook through his eyelid. Hung him from a banister.
Yeah.
Put sunglasses on him and let the refraction of the sun burn a hole into his retina. All while dancing to a remix of a Prince song because they couldn't get the rights. That was rough. That was a rough scene.
Yeah, when they did the torture scene, because the fish hook, they pull the eyelid out so that you hook it.
Yeah.
But then it gets hooked to the top of his eyebrow, so it stays open.
Yeah, so it stays open, and he's hanging from the fish hook, right?
Yeah, from the line.
Yeah.
Like, the head is hanging from the line. It's disgusting.
They also have his mouth zipped shut, but only enough so he can breathe.
Yeah.
Right? So he can't talk or anything. Like, it's pretty fucked up. It's one of the reasons I like this part, because, like, it reminds you that they're not good people, right? Like, they're gangsters. Like, they're not great people.
That's true.
Right? You're somehow they're going to get you to root for a bad person.
Well, see, I'm following you with that. And then they broke out into their Backstreet Boys dance. And I just did not want to.
And you're like, they're the best
people. No. I'm like,
Dude, that Backstreet Boys dance, though.
I just didn't know what to think.
Dude, so the amazing part is that dance is a total of six panels in the manga, like one page, and they broke it out into like a minute long dance.
I was going to say, it seemed very important.
Yeah, into like a minute long music video.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was sick.
I just don't know.
That's amazing. I totally forgot about that part, too. They eventually learn using a Baccio stand that
Baccio.
The villain was able to contact his person.
Yeah.
His man on the inside. Told him that they're going to the island to find Poplo's money.
Yeah.
And so it's like, word is out. They know that Bruno knows where it is. They know that the money is on the island somewhere. So... Yeah. They're in trouble. And so they in turn are like, okay, well, if someone's waiting for us at the docks, let's go to the docks first. Giorno turns a ring, a floaty ring, into a fish. And him and Mista go to the island first before the boat and to see if they can scout out who the person is. Yeah. And this is where we learn about Six Bullets, a.k.a. Sex Pistols. Mm. And his stand.
Yeah.
What did you think about his stand? The fact that it's six separate entities that all have their own personalities. And
the fact that it's more than one stand that he has is cool.
Yeah.
Seeing it in action is lame.
But they kick bullets.
Oh, my God.
Yo, they kick bullets.
I guess so. Sure.
He shoots a bullet and they kick it.
Okay. I'm hoping there's more to it than that.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
He kicks bullets. Oh, no. He kicks bullets.
Wow. He definitely drew the short straw, yeah, didn't he?
I think there might be something else. If it is, it's very minor, but he kicks bullets.
So when he said, my stand is suited to killing, this is what he meant?
Yeah.
He kicks bullets?
He can shoot around corners.
Fuck.
Because he can kick bullets.
Stupid. Does he have to collect his stand when after he shoots it?
No, he doesn't have to. Like, so, like, because they're small,
yeah,
and the stand itself doesn't do any damage, it plays into the rule that the weaker the stand, the farther it can go.
Oh.
Right? So the stand itself isn't powerful.
Yeah.
It's just fast and powerful enough to do what he needs to do.
To kick bullets.
So it's probably the fact that he retrofitted the stand to do what he needed them to do, rather than that's their original purpose.
Okay. Well, that's lame. Bullet
kicker. But this is also the start of a different type of stand, and they're usually called like swarm stands.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I've known them. And there are certain stand users that have multiple tiny stands that act as one.
Yeah.
So in part four, there was one called Harvest. And the guy basically had a whole bunch of like little tiny bee looking things. And he sent out like hundreds of them across the city to collect stuff.
Yeah.
He harvested. Right. So that those type of stands exists, and it's getting more into like the different types.
Yeah.
But so far we've seen Mista's stand. We've seen Giorno's.
Mm-hmm.
Poplos is dead. And we saw Bruno's.
And,
And Soft Machine. The
Rewind?
Oh, that's Abaccio's.
Yeah, Abaccio.
And the villain of Soft Machine, trying to think soft, put a boat on a boat. Put a boat on a boat!
That's a power.
Definitely. So, yeah, we meet they find the guy who's basically, who was waiting for the bad guy, who's waiting for Bruno and his crew.
Yeah.
And I remember this upcoming fight.
Yeah.
And this fight is cool.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
What did you think? What did you think of Sex Pistols? What did you think of?
I thought Sex Pistols was even wanted to be cooler.
Yo, but they're eating that Tuscan salami.
So when, okay, there's a moment in the episode where they're like, we got to prep. And
yeah.
Misa's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, prep.
And he busts out a table and a chair from God knows where. And he's got kielbasa.
No, he's got Tuscan salami.
Tuscan salami with
wine,
and I think he has a baguette,
yeah,
or something.
Got some bread.
And it's like, where the fuck did he bust this out of? I'm like, whatever, man's gotta eat. Man's
Italians gotta are eat. Always prepared.
Yeah, and he's like, I would have rather eat there, but I don't want to blow cover. Fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he slices, he's like, I gotta feed my boys. And he starts feeding salami to these little
dudes. Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and he doesn't have a stand numbered four because it's bad luck.
Yeah, in Asian culture, four is bad. Yeah, okay. That part, whatever. I can get over that. But when he got up and he finally used the stand and he shot the two bullets, I was expecting like some wild, crazy shit to happen. But it was just that dude, his little boys kick bullets. I was like,
kick no bullets, baby.
Fucking way.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's wanted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. He's the bullet kicker.
He's the bullet kicker.
Good for him. He kicks bullets, I guess. There was a line that they said about the villain in this one. They're like, he either got invisible and went through the front door, or he went to the back door because he's used to being in the back door. And I was like, what? What? What does it fucking mean? What are you trying to tell me?
I missed that. Yeah. Where was that?
Yeah, no. When Mista's like talking about it, because he goes into the building, right, and he sees the trail of blood.
Yeah.
He's like, he must have gone into the back because he's used to going into the back. And I'm like, what is he trying to say here? Oh,
that's weird. I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, that's what he says. He says it, and I'm like, what? But yeah, I don't know. We get to the it ends with them at the semi truck.
Yeah, part. and they're gonna have a battle. There's gonna be another two parter, just like Soft Machine.
Yeah. And yeah, it was alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Jorna could be better. I don't know why no one respects the kid.
No, because, listen, they gotta keep their stands a secret.
I guess so. Rewind just seems like ultimate utility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he has no offensive power. Yeah. Whatsoever.
He's like, all right.
Yeah. He is support.
Yeah. Okay. I'd rather have his than the pistol one.
Well, would you rather have his or Bruno's?
Oh.
Okay, that's a fun one. Out of all of the stands we've seen so far, which one would you want to have the most?
Probably
including gravity. Including part 4.
Oh, act 3.
Yeah. Furis.
Yeah. I probably have a rewind cuz I'm always losing my shit.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm
you always, want the utility. All
yeah,
right.
I'm like, where's my phone? I just want to where is it?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Where'd I put that $5?
Where did I put that
$5? Why is my bank account lighter? Did I buy something? Oh, I did. Okay. Yes.
Yes. You just use it to keep track of yourself? Yes. That's hilarious. Yes. You don't think you'd succumb to the power of being able to use it for other people?
Oh, I would.
Oh, okay.
But I would probably use it most on myself.
Okay. Like, where are my keys?
Yeah. Was I supposed to do something earlier today?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I'd, yeah.
I think I'd have Bruno.
You have Bruno? You would have the power of life?
Zipper man, though? Zips. Zipping. Because, like, it'd be so convenient to, like, get through buildings by just, sure. like, opening up the wall.
Sure.
Right?
I get that.
Or, like, if I don't want to hear someone talk anymore, I just zip their mouth shut.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
zip it bam. But the power of life,
yes,
that's
oof. Just bullshit.
That's just some bullshit. And to be honest, like, I don't know what I'd use it for.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Like, there's an easy answer, but
you can make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can make money.
Set up a landscaping
no business? You can't make money because money isn't alive. Oh, yeah, no, I could, like, turn a pylon into, like, a albino tiger.
You and open up could a zoo. Get rid of all the pollution in the world.
How?
You go to a dump and you just turn it all to life.
I could. But I'd have to control it. And also the life has to go back to its owner. So whoever owned that dump before, that trash before, would have to, the thing would go back to it.
Oh. Okay.
And then it'd be stuck with trash.
All right.
Huh. Interesting dilemma we have here. Interesting dilemma. I'm going zippers.
All right.
I'm going with zippers.
You want to zip it?
I'm going to zip it.
All right. Zip it.
Zip it.
Zip it.
And I could have that Jimmy Neutron cube.
Yeah.
Where he's a bag of holding, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
But I could put it in anything.
Okay. Felix's magic bag?
Yeah. I have Felix's magic bag, but inside my body.
Okay. Calm down.
You ever want to know what it's like to be inside a man?
No.
Let me zip open for you.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. No, thank you.
You sure?
See, like, if that were the case, I'd have the other guy. We just fucking put a boat on a boat.
Boat on a boat. Oh, that'd be some. I want to wear your skin. Literally.
The amount of trouble you could get into with that power.
Yeah, true facts, yeah. You just gotta find someone relatively close to your height.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Does that have to be a guy?
Does it?
Who knows?
Are you sure? Ooh. Bet you can make some money the other way.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. Oh, but it's not your skin. It's not your body.
It's not your skin.
Oh, God. But you're still in the experiencing it?
You only reveal the part that matters.
Huh.
I guess you wouldn't feel it because it's over top of you, right? Like, it's not.
Yeah, but you'd be there.
I'd be there, yeah.
And you'd feel something.
You feel something, I guess. You feel, like, friction.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. It's too much now.
We've got too far.
Let's rewind this. That's from.
So we're talking about JoJo, and so that's episode 7.
Yeah,
we are gonna see part 2 of Six Bullets Appears next week. So look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And check More Anime Club. If you had thoughts on this on these episodes, let us know. If you are also bored with Goblin Slayer, let us know.
And we will say there was one more anime we watched.
We did. It's a bonus.
There's a bonus episode we watched. We watched S.
There it is.
Dot Gridman. Anthony, what do you think of S Gridman?
Listen, after watching Goblin Slayer, I was like, anime's doomed.
Yeah.
Trigger has saved anime again.
Again!
I don't know from what.
They've done it again.
They've done it again.
How are they doing this?
They somehow figured out a way to use CG, shitty CG.
Yeah.
Good. In a good way.
Yeah, it's not like when, there's an anime out there that is CG. Like, there's a difference between making CG look good, and then there's utilizing bad CG to great effect.
So there's the current Berserk.
Yeah.
Which is trash.
Oh, yes.
There is the current retelling of Fist of the North Star, where Kenshiro is a doctor.
Yeah.
There's that one.
Yeah.
And there's the ever-great Thunderbolt Fantasy. That's just real-life puppets.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But this show uses CG in a way where it reminds you of Tokusatsu.
Yeah.
It reminds you of seeing really nice scale models of cities with some fucking doofus in a costume in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, they use it to such great effect.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah.
Also, it's a lot of mystery happening.
Yeah.
They do open up with the very...
it's so serious.
The very tropey, I've lost my memory.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
But at least I like how it's very blunt about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first line, and, like, there's no mystery behind it. It's just straight up, I've lost my memory.
Like, straight up.
Yeah.
And they move on.
Yeah.
But they introduce you to a bunch of characters that... I could probably easily pick what their roles are.
Yeah.
I think I got them all right.
Sure.
And they have a battle.
Yeah.
A battle.
Yeah. They do.
The animation that they have on that road breaking from a fireball was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. The fuck?
It was. And
I don't know what else to say about this show, because, like, it's one episode.
Yeah.
It sets up the premise.
Yeah.
But the animation is so good.
Yeah.
The hell. And also, I see what they're saying about the thighs. Thighs the anime. Yeah.
I gotta say, I like this first episode a lot. I know it's very divisive in the anime community, but I really like, it has very sharp writing.
Yeah.
And it has very, like, deliberate jump cuts to make you feel.
There is a scene that is made out of jump cuts, which I thought was really weird, but also really unique.
Yeah.
Where they're cutting out basically,
like, it's the like a fat of a conversation.
It's like a poorly edited YouTube video.
Yeah.
Right? They're cutting out the ums and ahs of a conversation, and it's just, like, straight to the meat.
But the thing that makes it interesting is they don't leave the characters in the same spot.
Yeah.
But they also don't dramatically move them, so they're just, like...
They change, like, how you would move within a conversation if you're emotive talker.
And it's just really creative.
Yeah.
Like, I like the way they do that kind of stuff.
Damn. I think JoJo has a... some competition for best animated.
And we also got to talk about that, you know, that beam.
The Gridman beam.
The
Gridman beam is so stupid.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
Yeah. And they animate it in a very super robot-esque way.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bonkers. But it's cool, because there's a lot of mystery around it, right? Like,
they end the show just as much mystery as the show started.
Yeah.
But they also gave you answers, right? That's the way a story should be paced. Unlike Goblin Slayer. The fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Goblin Slayer is whack.
Are we allowed to call an audible on our picks? Like, if a show becomes too bad and we both agree, are we allowed to, like, pull in a substitute?
I guess we could. The only thing is, like, when do we make that call?
I don't know.
Because Goblin Slayer feels like it's at the point now where something's going to happen.
But is it?
I don't know!
If anybody watches The Simpsons, this is the episode of The Simpsons where the Yakuza fights the Italian mob on Homer's front lawn. Oh, yeah. And Homer is like, and Marge is like, Homer, get inside. And Homer's like, but look at that little guy over there. He hasn't done anything. You know he's going to do something cool. And then Homer goes inside, closes the door, and you hear something cool happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I feel Goblin Slayer is, but I don't know if I want to wait that long. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah. You know, because the thing is, we are at the halfway point.
Yeah.
We are at the half point in the season, and we got to, if we're going to make that choice, we got to make it now or relatively soon.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
I'm going to catch up on Gridman.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been inspired?
Yeah, I have. Also, I'm gonna watch the show I showed you, which was Asobase. That was last season, I think.
What was that one about?
The girl who was trying to spin the pen and it flew into the
coffee. Oh yeah, the cigarette burned down the cafe. Is that a bunch of shorts?
I don't think it's a bunch of shorts, but it's a bunch of gag comedy. Okay. Like that. Very, very extreme.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, sure, that's fine. If you wanna do your due diligence and catch up and on Quadruple S Gridman.
I think I might catch up on SSSS Gridman.
Yeah, it's not a bad show.
It looks better than bad.
Some would say.
Yeah. Yo, can we just throw Tokusatsu in? Or is that a separate show? Is that a separate?
I feel maybe we should. I feel like if we do that, we have to
change the title of the segment.
No, I just feel like we should stick to one anime.
True. JoJo. You're right.
I don't know about
that. You're right. JoJo all the way through, baby.
I don't know. And what Tokusatsu would you want to watch?
I just started watching Build.
Did you?
It's good.
What episode are you on?
Five or six?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Oh.
Does it get worse? Is it bad?
No, it gets better.
Oh, okay, I only heard it's good.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have to.
Yeah, I'll probably bring it up in the normal podcast. So yeah, if you only listen to the anime podcast,
yeah,
we have a regular podcast called TNIB.
Yeah,
we do it every week.
It's on the same channel.
Same channel, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
We do it every week. You can find us on the exact same YouTube page you found us here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we talk about news, popular culture, everything that's cool in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Asterix. That we find cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll return next week and hopefully we'll have made a decision.
Yes.
Or you could tell us if we should. I don't know. I feel like we should consult TJ.
I feel like we got to commit. Maybe we should consult TJ because he knows. He is the lore master right now. He read.
Yes, he read ahead. Yes. He knows whether we should be waiting out or not.
Yeah, just talking like, listen, is it worth? And if he goes, yeah, then okay.
He's gonna go, yeah, you know that, right?
Probably.
Because you know he's caught up.
Yeah, he's probably gonna say
he's caught up for a reason.
He's probably gonna say yeah. God damn it.
Fuck. Yeah, I guess we're seeing this one through.
All right, see ya.